It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
You're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Indeed. Episode, where are we? 271, man. We are at 271. And it's Jumanji, the next level. And it's me! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. Happy New Year, damn it. It's feeling great. It's Happy New Year time. It's the first show of 2020 for us. That's the first time I said that out loud. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that is pretty decent there.
Yeah, it's time, man. So, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, for the 2020.
2020, brother.
Yes.
I don't know if I like saying 2020 or 2020.
2020. Well, you got a year to figure it out.
Got to figure play with it for a while. Yeah, yeah. Indeed, man. So, how was your New Year's, brother?
Oh, it wasn't too bad.
No?
I was safe.
You were safe?
Yeah, I heard a lot of gunshots, but that was cool.
No bullets raining down on you from heaven, huh?
I get to see who all is packing in the neighborhood there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Also, you were at home.
Yeah. You know, kids and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
No, you know what? We did go ice skating that day, New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Yeah, downtown or whatever. And they did go swimming and stuff and then came home.
And you want a little Charlie Brown, Christmas time.
Yeah, you know, it's cold as shit, man. You know, daughter wanted to do that stuff, man. You know, had to, you know, please her. So we did it.
Well, that's cool, man. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, you know.
No, yeah.
What did I do? I was working, and then I got off work, and I came home, and some friends came over, and, you know, we just had drinky poos and some food here. It was so bad because it was all last minute. Nobody was really planning on doing anything. I was going to come home and go to sleep.
Oh, that's the best time. That's the best time.
Dude, I would have been in bed at 10 if I didn't have company.
Okay.
And I came home and we were going to go to the grocery store and, you know, get some pretty decent food real quick and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Didn't happen, Dwayne, man. I'm tell you. Everything was closed. We waited too late. We ended up getting crappy ass Chinese food. We had a house full of garbage, bags of just hot grease, you know, sitting on the counter and stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, but it was cool. You know, we had plenty of stuff here to drink. So that was it. So no big bang for me, man. I didn't care. This year, I didn't care less about it. You know?
Well, yeah, yeah.
But. Yeah. Your boy is happy to see 2019 get the hell out of here, man, because it was not that great of a year for me, man.
No, yeah, it had its ups and downs. Mm. I'm waiting for the cars to fly, though.
What cars?
The cars are supposed to be flying around this time. Remember when you was younger? He's like, yeah, 2000, it's going to be flying cars.
Oh, you mean automobiles?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said cards, like House of Cards.
Oh, no, cars.
Oh, well, that ain't
automobile,
happening.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Nah.
Ain't nothing flying, man.
Yeah. Besides what's already up in the air.
That's it. Yeah. Same old damn planes, right? Same old helicopters, right?
Right.
Oh, man. We got a good show for the people, man. We are not doing our traditional, countdown show. Over the years, we kind of moved that show to later on in January because, you know, it's cool stuff out right now, you know?
Right, yeah.
And until we get through that cool stuff, we don't want the stuff to get stale, you know, and then talk about it, even though some of the fans like that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I noticed Ryan Reynolds' thing came out previous, but I went to the movies to see, you know, the main topic, and they played that, and so this trailer came out. So we're gonna talk about this new Ryan Reynolds trailer.
Okay.
Trailer.
Okay.
Also, we have a new Christopher Nolan trailer, and it came out about a week ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't say anything about it, you know, so. I checked it out, and I want to check. We'll discuss it a little bit.
Yeah, I got Denzel Washington's son in there, right?
Is that who that is?
Yeah,
that's the kid from Klansman.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that kid.
Yeah, Black Klansman. Yep.
And finally, man, you know,
oh, this is
we starting a year right, man. Yeah. You know, we have Star Wars news, man, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So keeping the tradition that is Fans on Patrol, we have some Star Wars news. So get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do What You're Watching, man. You know, so we haven't did that in a while. Instead of doing a comic, we're going to do What You're Watching.
Cool.
And we're bringing back the good old game for two people. What does Dwayne even know about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
We both have the same first name.
DD. So you see how we did that?
Yeah,
we were mindful. We deliberately, purposely. So we're doing What Does Dwayne Know About Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And our main topic, as announced at the top of the show, was Jumanji, The Next Level, man. We talked about that last week. We were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago, I believe. And, you know,
yeah,
then we took vacation.
Yeah.
And so we're doing it this week. And, Dwayne, the movie house was packed yesterday. The first one I tried to go to was sold out. So the movie is doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's...
At least in this city.
Yeah.
So, saying all that stuff that is Fans on Patrol, are you ready to get it on, sir?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's one word, directly or via social media, which would be on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you can email us at fansonpatrol. And if you want to listen to us, which you're doing right now, hopefully, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And please give us a rating on one of these platforms so it will be easy to be searched. And we will also shout you out if you give us a review. And I guess that's about it. No, and we got some content. We got some blogs and artwork and poems.
Well done, Smooth.
Thank you.
Good shot, old chap.
Thank you. Pip, pip.
All right, man. It's time. We are back in the new year once again. And it's time to talk about a little Free Guy, man, you know.
Free Guy.
Free Guy. Ryan Reynolds, man. That, you know, I think this trailer came out a while ago because the first, I just saw the thing at the movies, you know.
Oh.
Which is unusual for me, you know, because I've been on this. But I've been a little distracted and a little busy lately, though. So I might have been missing some of this stuff. So this is Free Guy. So the concept of the movie is, it's just looked like a little perfect world. Ryan Reynolds is like the perfect guy, just walking around, happy-go-lucky. Everything is great, you know. And but as he's walking out, like all these, it's like fantastic villainous characters are robbing everybody on a regular basis, and all this chaos and mayhem is like a normal part of everyday life.
Yeah, like he's in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, yeah, even worse than that,
right,
you know.
Right.
And he's working at the bank, and you know, he just, it's just like, what do you call it? Like, just obliviously happy with everything.
Mm-hmm.
The bank robbery happens, and then he decides to stop the villain, and then we find out he's in a video game.
Right.
And he's like the non-playable character, victim in a video game, but now all of a sudden he's the free guy, and he's like, it looks like he's saving the world.
Right.
Now, when I saw this, Dwayne, I just instantly liked it. I was like, oh, this is cool. One, I like video games. Two, I really like Ryan Reynolds. I don't care what nobody says. I really, really, really like Ryan Reynolds. And I just was like, this looks like a barrel of monkeys. Like, it was just be like a fun day at the movies.
Mm.
So the action is over the top, bro. I mean, I love all that believable. It's like a almost Deadpoolish like action. You know, people are getting effed up, bro. You know?
Yeah, I wonder what this is rated, though.
I think it's rated PG-13.
Okay. So, yeah, it can't be too over the top.
Yeah.
Well, it can't. Well, as far as violence, it can. But as far as blood and guts, no. Yeah.
So, how are you feeling about this thing?
It's an interesting concept here. This guy, like I said, it looks like he's in the, what is that, what I'd say? Grand Theft Auto video game.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized, like you said, he realizes everything.
Because he gets those glasses.
Yeah, he has the glasses. Yeah, he took the crook's glasses off
and crook,
shot him.
The crook looks like a player.
Right. Everybody looks like players.
No. Like the glasses like fits on the character, but it's actually like the person.
Oh, his. Oh.
Like a player in the real world.
Right.
Yeah, because he's seeing everybody's like strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's seeing like kits and where he can get with health and all that good stuff. And Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. It's, what was the one game? What was the one movie? Player One.
Ready Player One. Yeah.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, concept wise, it's on that level. I would say, not exactly that. And like you said, it's a comedy. It's Ryan Reynolds, so yeah, you're gonna get some humorous.
Got some
stuff
decent
in
stars in it too. You got T.T. Watili, is that his name?
Yeah.
Directed Thor.
Okay.
And
got Lil Rel for some more funny parts. That was a security guard. He's a comedian.
You got your boy from Stranger Things with the hair.
Was he in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I did see. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. That was the he was the corn dog guy, right?
The ice cream.
Ice cream. That's right. Yeah, the ice cream guy. The corn dog. But yeah, the ice cream. So yeah, it looks like it's got a good lot of ingredients, and it got a nice little actress in there. She looks pretty good in their little outfit she has there with the suspenders,
yeah,
shooting guns and riding the bike.
It just looks like fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And with one thing Ryan Reynolds was doing was fun.
Right.
I mean, everybody counted out Six Underground like it was just garbage.
Really?
And yeah, yeah. I mean, because anytime you do Michael Bay now, you know, but
you got that reputation.
We could care less. I could. This podcast cared less. That movie was great.
It was good.
It was freaking great. If we talking about action movie,
yeah.
Oh my God, you got a mindless action movie that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Pretty.
And it was pretty vivid too. It was nice. It was pretty.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this looks actually really, really pretty.
Yeah.
I like all the bright colors because it's video gamey.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Right, yeah, exactly. Neon and shit like that. Yeah.
I love how the guard drops his belt as soon as the the bank robber comes in.
It's like routine. Yeah, okay. We, you know, and it's like when he was walking down the street and the dude flew out the window and got robbed, and he just got back up, and, you know, greeted him like, "Hey, how you guys doing?" So yeah, it's like a routine thing, and it comes out in the summer,
July 3rd. Yeah. So I'm this looks great for me, man. This is the kind of stuff I like to see and like to, you know,
mm-hmm,
especially if I want to have some laughs. This is my kind of comedy.
Yeah,
Deadpool make me laugh.
Right. Know? Yeah, and it's good to see that he's, you know, he's getting more roles and stuff like that.
I like Ryan Reynolds, man.
Hopefully, well, we know. Well, he does his best work when he does himself.
But he's done serious stuff, which was cool too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, that's a Free Guy. So it looks like we are going to do this one on the show,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Right. Right.
So let's move on to something more serious, Dwayne, you know, super serious, you know.
Right.
So what's the name of this movie? Tenet?
Tenet. T-E-N-E-T.
So I am not, let's just get this straight, mm-hmm, I am not the biggest Christopher Nolan fan in the world. I know people, you know, even though he doesn't have that many movies under his belt, love his Dirty Bathwater. You right, know, they, yeah, oh my God, you know, Christopher Nolan, You know, I like the Batman movies.
Of course.
I love the movie that you hate.
Oh, what's that shit? I don't even want
to. Exception is the name of that movie. I love that movie. You hate that movie.
Boo!
But I will say this, though. I say he don't have that many movies. He did have, what, 21 movies or something like that under his belt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
What, indie films or something?
I can't name them all because I'm not a fan.
Right, of course.
You know,
right.
I never even saw Dunkirk. You know, it's just,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
just didn't seem like anything I gave a shit about. Sorry, I just
what
didn't
was that
care.
World War One.
Not that I don't care about that, because I can't wait to see what is it, 1910?
1917, I think, or 19. Yeah, I think it's 1917.
Okay, is it?
Yeah,
that comes out in a week or so. We're doing that one, man. I can't wait. That movie looks awesome compared to, you know, getting shot up on the beach on a boat.
Yeah,
I just wasn't interested in that movie, man. It might be a great movie, but, you know, I don't think any of us was interested in doing that movie, you know.
No.
So where are we at? We're talking about Tenet.
Yep.
Now, the first trailer they dropped for this thing didn't interest me at all, Dwayne. What about you?
I didn't see the first. This is my first trailer.
You didn't see? Yes, we did. We did it on the show because, remember, he was walking up to the glass.
Oh.
And he was just shooting the glass.
Well,
and walking to the next and then shooting the glass and...
Oh, maybe because it was, well, how long was it? It was like 15 seconds or something?
No. It was about...
It was lengthy?
Yeah, but nothing really happened in it.
Okay, so yeah, it probably is in the back of my mind.
Right, so this really reminds me of Inception. It looks like they're playing with time.
Right.
In this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have, what's his name? Is it David Washington?
David Washington.
And he's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved him in Black Klansman.
Yep.
And I like to see, he looks great in this movie.
Yeah, he does. He looks
and
like a. Yeah.
I'm interested in this movie, Smooth. I want to see what the hell is this all about, because it looks like they're a squad dealing with, you know, crimes or terrorism with a time twist. Maybe it's like Time Cop. Like, oh, don't time travel was actually something that's starting to be real, and people are using it and manipulating it. Or maybe they just figured out, you know, time, and they figured they can stop more stuff with time. I don't know, but it looks good.
It does look good.
What's another Christopher Nolan movie I didn't like? That one when they went out of space. Oh my God.
Interstellar.
Oh my God, I hated that movie.
Oh man, so many people were just busting all over that movie. Like, this is great. This is awesome. I mean, it had some points in it. I mean, it had some good qualities in it. But overall, no, I didn't. It's not nothing that I will watch again and again.
Dude, I hated it. I hate that damn movie. I watched that movie. I remember it was like in the early days of our podcast.
Yeah, it was.
And the two fellas that we went through, that was on the show, I remember looking over at one of them in the middle of it like, and he looked at me the same way, like, what the F am I doing here?
No, that's, you get back to the trailer.
All right, well, so the new, I'm not going to call him Batman, Pattinson, the vampire, is in this movie.
Yeah.
And Michael Caine, Master Bruce, Michael Caine is always in Christopher Nolan film. So he's in it.
Yeah, that's groovy. That's,
yeah,
that's
I like right. Michael Caine. Yeah, he's all right. I like old Caine, young Caine, cold Caine. Just playing. So it looks good. It looks like him and the Pattinson dude might be partners or something like that. Because that high speed chase reminds me of The Matrix. Kind of dope.
Oh, yeah.
Stay people off driving the freeway. Backwards, they going forwards and stuff. It's dope. Look at them car. You see how that car bounced like it got a roll cage?
Yeah. And then it rewound itself and flipped back on the road again.
Oh, I can't take it, Dwayne. Listen, I done ran you off the road, and here you come back. Oh, shit. It's just exhausted, man. You know, die, get out of here.
But like you said, it does have some, what's that, Inception?
It has it really
qualities.
Reminds me.
Yeah, it has a lot of Inception qualities.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Which, you know, never mind. I'm talking to the wrong person. I'm not going to get into Inception because I love that movie. But I'm going to leave you alone.
Thank you.
Because I love that damn movie. Anyway, this movie looks like it's going to be great. Dwayne, couldn't imagine you enjoying this movie because it looks really, really Inceptionist.
Well, I can enjoy it because, well, Inception was a different type of... It was,
you don't know that yet.
It was dumb to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I know.
This looks pretty good.
This looks exactly the same, but...
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Actually, it looks more like they, you know, they tweaked a lot of more, you know, it got better, put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, with the effects and maybe the story.
And I have to say, it's pretty nice to see a nice African-American actor doing his thing, man, on the big screen without it being a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, that no actor should be a big deal. It should be so diverse that we see any actor of any color, right, you know, without it being the same damn color, you know, on film, and we'd be like, hey, that's cool.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Seamless almost.
Yeah. You know, that's the perfect world, you know.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, man, I'm in. I like this.
Sure.
One thing I can say about Christopher Nolan, his movies have the look that he shoots them in is gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah.
You can't take your eyes off what's happening.
It's more of a real. I say that. I like the realness of it.
But then it gives you Inception. I mean, not Inception. It gives you Interstellar. And then you're just like, oh, God.
Well, that wasn't too bad. But
I hated that movie. Man.
I didn't hate it. I tolerated it.
Now, how often do I use that terminology on this show? I don't never say stuff like that. But right. I hated that movie, man. I hated that damn movie. So let's move it on, Dwayne.
Okay.
So where are we at now?
Oh, Star Wars, buddy.
Yeah. So I'm minding my own business, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, Star Wars is in the air. I've been talking about Star Wars all week long because I could have enjoyed the movie a lot better than I thought I should have enjoyed the movie a lot better.
Uh-huh.
But I want to watch it again. And I want to see it again. And, you know, I'll probably like it a lot more because the disappointing part of the movies that I didn't like will probably pop up. And I'll be like, okay, I know this whole sequence with the Emperor is lame as hell and not done really well. And I'll excuse it and be like, oh, it was pretty good. Because now that part is gone.
Okay.
But I've been thinking about this. I'm going to say this real quick. Let's talk about this real quick.
Okay.
I think they should have won the battle with the Emperor. But I don't think they should have killed him.
Yeah.
And I don't think the troops should have died either. Because all that cool stuff, they all the red troopers, all the toys they're trying to sell, all that stuff, the new Empire... You know, even if they would have made the Emperor come back in a younger person's body so we'd have a new villain or something, but it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Dude would just act like the Emperor. I just wish the Emperor... I wish that he wouldn't have died.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I wish the Empire would be reborn.
Or they had numerous Emperors, like you said, you know, like in tubes somewhere or something. Or like you said, on a computer screen. Yeah. Like you said, just...
Hey, and let them come out and have a Empire Civil War, too. Have Darksiders fighting against each other.
That would be.
I remember a better ending just like that.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
The conflict.
Conflict everywhere.
And it spreads everywhere, though.
Good guys, bad guys, and bad guys, and bad guys.
Right.
You know, and everybody fighting over the galaxy for control.
And then maybe we might have to team up with the bad guys to beat the bad guys.
Older emperor, younger emperor, you know?
Yeah, because they always turn on each other. That's their motto. Yeah.
And now we got like five of them or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. with their own troops. And then you still got the First Order out there. Better movie.
Yeah.
Better movie. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway,
that'll work.
So the story that we're supposed to be talking about is that were you a Star Wars Rebels fan?
I was. I fell off though. I fell off bad.
Oh, I watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. To me, it was the most Star Warsy thing happening.
Yeah, it was
Rebels. To that point.
Yeah.
Because we had Clone Wars before that.
Yes.
Which Clone Wars was cool.
I like,
but I don't like the era of the Clone Wars. I just didn't like it because it was too reminiscent of the prequel movies.
Okay.
Because it was in between the prequel movies.
Yeah.
All that was supposed to be happening between Revenge of the Sith and Attack of the Clones.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I just don't like that time period. You know, Jedi's galore. You know, it just was too much.
Well, it was saturated too much, you think?
It was just too much, you know, that whole era. And so, but it was still really good stuff.
Yeah, I liked it.
But Rebels came back. When Rebels came initially,
uh-huh.
and it stayed that way, it had that old Star Warsy feel.
It did.
Because it was at the time of A New Hope, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right before New Hope.
Yeah, before, yeah, about, yeah.
But so it felt really Star Warsy.
What was it, like about 5-6 years before New Hope?
I think it was 5 years before Luke blew up the Death Star.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's where they started. And but then the show lasted for 5 years.
Yeah, and it was gaining power too. Yeah, that's when.
And they caught up.
Yeah, right.
To the movies, pretty much toward the end.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
yeah. A great show.
It was.
If you're a Star Wars fan, shame on you for not getting into it and watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. A lot of shit happened.
Shame on you.
Yeah, great stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all I can say is that they're talking about doing a sequel. To Star Wars Rebels, which is smart because you got 30 years of content that you can play with now between that and Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, what's her name, Sadula, she is raising a Jedi child of Kanan at the end of the show. You didn't see the end of the show. So I just spoilers for something a couple few years old.
Yeah.
But so she has a Jedi child and Kanan got, he you know, he sacrificed himself.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're going to go with Ezra because he's still around.
That was Ezra's trainer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a Jedi child. You got Sadula who's going to be around because the ghost was seen in Force Awakens. I mean, The Rise of Skywalker. And we know that the ghost was in, and they said her name, General Sadula, in...
right.
What's the name of that movie? The one I really like?
Rogue.
Rogue One, yeah.
Yeah, Rogue One, yeah.
So... they're doing a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
More of that.
I hear you.
Less of that other stuff. More of this. Smooth.
Yeah, I don't. I do not like the new one that's out right now.
Me neither. It's Poe Dameron.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, it wasn't even Poe Dameron. It's the kid.
I don't even know the storyline. I tried to watch it one time, and it looks too. For one, it looks too childish.
I don't like the animation. I agree.
And two. The storyline didn't catch me, so I just gave up on it.
Yeah, me too.
So, and but it's still rolling though.
It's on. Yeah, you can watch it, and they got new ones coming out and new ones out.
Now, who is it targeted towards? Is it targeted towards more? Is it targeted towards like trying to get new fans or?
Of course it is.
Of course, yeah. So it's not. It's not registering with me.
It was definitely not the Clone Wars and Rebels because even though Clone Wars and Rebels looks like cartoons, the storylines are pretty complex. They were really not made for. I mean, they're made for older kids, teens, and stuff like that, and adults, which. It's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know, and they can have that cartoony, you know, stuff.
Right.
But I just wasn't interested at all.
No, it turned me off.
Yeah.
It just looked too, like you said.
It was like watching a Nickelodeon show, you know, like, we have a race today.
Right, right.
Get the hell out of here with that garbage.
Right.
Anyway, so we're on the same accord on that one, Smooth.
Yeah, I got to catch up. Plus, I got the Disney Plus now, so there's no excuse.
Right, and this will be a Disney Plus thing only, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get on board, Smooth. I'm surprised that you king of animation. What's going on with you?
No, I have no clue, man. I don't know what it was, man. You know what I'm saying?
How the hell am I going to be more up on some animation than you are on something?
Well, yeah. I fell off on
Yeah, that's
on
like this one, man. Sacrilege, man.
Well, you know what it was? It got too far into the story to where I gave up. Like, oh, I missed too much of a chunk.
How did you miss that much?
Working and life.
I'm surprised with you. Right, yeah. You make it your business to see all the animation.
I know, yeah.
Shoot.
Well, it's New Year, so. Okay. Let's get back at it.
Well, catch up on it so we can talk about it on the show when it finally comes out.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. So, that's going to do it for the news, Smooth.
Okay.
That's going to do it for the news. Yeah. So that's it, man. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break-a-roni, and we're going to come right back with what you're watching. This is going to be a good one. So, bring your cheeks right back. All right, man, we are back. It's me and Dwayne. Tiff is sick. We didn't mention that at the top of the hour, so we're going to tell her personal business. I think she caught that flu out there. Both of my daughters had that flu, Dwayne. It was pretty goddamn on wicked, man. You know, they were out of commission. One daughter hit Christmas Eve, but was sick on Christmas. The other daughter missed both of them. You know,
a lot of mucus.
No, it's a lot of just being in the bed and, you know, trying to keep that temperature off of them.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, right, you know? Yeah, exactly.
So, get well soon, Tiffobot. She didn't even try to, you know, Tiff's such a soldier, she'd be like, I can make it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I mean, like, no, Tiff said. Tiff was like, I'm not coming. You know, so it's like, okay,
yeah,
Tiff.
She's down, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, feel better, Tiffobot.
A lot of chicken noodle soup.
Indeed. So, what we're going to do now, man, we're going to hit what you're watching. Mm-hmm. And I like when we sometimes, you know, do this, you know, we get rid of the comic and do what you're watching, because we don't get to talk about too much TV on the show like we used to.
I agree. Yeah. And plus, it's lighter on my pockets.
Yeah, it's light on the pockets, right? Yeah. You don't have to pay that $5 for that book, right?
Right.
So let's talk about, you know, we talked about this before we came on the air and tried to see what we were watching that we had in common so we can have a conversation. So I lost my mind this week.
Okay.
I didn't watch The Mandalorian's number 7.
Uh-huh.
And I thought there was a season finale because, you know, internet chatter.
Right.
And then I looked up and I said, okay, I had a moment. I said, let me watch Mandalorian because it's going to be good. You know, you save that good stuff for last, you know, like when you got a box of Cracker Jacks and, yeah. You know, you don't want them damn nuts. So all you want is that caramel corn. And you're right, like, oh, yeah. I'm going to save that caramel corn and get rid of these damn nuts. So, you know, 7 came out. Then 8.
Right.
So ooh. 8 came out. And I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going to be an 8. So I watched 7 and 8 together.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you seen both of these?
Of course. I've seen them numerous times.
Oh, you staying up on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the good episodes of Mandalorian,
yeah.
I do watch several times.
Right, yeah.
You know, so 7 and 8 came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a one word that's two words. Holy shit. So that's what I have to say. This is a spoiler conversation too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to bust in them spoilers just real quick because I don't want to, you know, ruin stuff because that's still out. And I know you don't give a damn about spoilers, Smooth.
Of course not.
You the spoilerific. What are y'all talking about spoiling? Who cares? Right, person. Yeah. But we don't want to ruin it for the people who hasn't seen it because, you know, I don't know. Like, my daughter hasn't seen a single one yet, and she's a fan. And I'm like, what is the problem?
Mm.
It's like I want to disown her at this point, man. It's like, get your ass out of here, you know?
Right.
The best thing in Star Wars history is on TV every week, and you ain't seen none of it. So, Smooth.
Yes, sir.
How did you feel about episode 7 and 8, The Mandalorian, brother?
This was great season finale. I will say that. It was, man, it was Star Wars all. I mean, it's just Star Wars. This is what you.
It's better than Star Wars.
Yeah, this is what you, you know, it's sacrilegious.
It's like what you wanted.
Yeah.
As a kid, when you grew up and we got the Phantom Menace.
Right, yeah.
This is what you wanted.
This is what I wanted. Yeah, I didn't want the Phantom Menace. I waited all that time for the freaking Phantom Menace, and that, I'm like, But yeah, this is, you get to see, oh man, this is great. Oh, a fun fact, I believe they said they got the, what is that, a Comic-Con group, 500 first, to fill in for the Stormtroopers because they didn't have that many. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about
that. Yeah, but I mean, it's just cool for, you know, saying for them.
I'm sure that's great for the
501. Yeah. Anyway, speechless at this point, man. Yeah, this is speechless. This is, like you said, this is what you wanted, man.
Okay, so we got more Nick Nolte.
Okay.
Love that character.
Mm-hmm.
So sad y'all killed him, you bastards.
Oh, he was Quill, yeah, the voice. Yeah,
yeah, Quill.
Quill, yeah.
So he's back, and yeah. I'm like, yes! And IG-11, we thought it was. We thought it was IG-88, but it was IG. Because there are a lot of IG droids.
Right, right.
So maybe they're saving actually IG-88.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought, okay. Yeah.
IG-11.
Oh, he said it was, maybe was it because he's reprogrammed he's named IG-11?
He never said it was IG-88 when he came in the first one. Mm. He was an IG, they were saying IG unit.
IG unit, yeah, right.
So maybe we're going to get some IG-88. I'm so sad that the droid died.
Yeah.
Because it would have been perfect to protect the kid.
But he, like you said, he knew that he, in order for the protection of the kid, this
had
to happen.
I know, Dwayne, but come on. You know what? What bothers me about the show is how much he leave the baby alone.
Yeah.
You know, and so right. Now you don't have to worry.
Right, right.
This is the worst thing you could do for anybody.
Right.
You know, this dude is monstrous.
Yeah.
And we saw that whole thing with him learning how to.
Oh, yeah, be gentle.
Yeah. And I was like, perfect babysitter now.
Right, he was.
You know? Well, I will protect him.
Oh, especially when he was on the speeder bike and he was just blasting everybody and he had him on the backpack and he was just.
Oh my God, that
was so cool.
My
right
God,
there.
I think I almost.
That was cool. Almost released, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was some cool stuff right there.
And then we see the two most assholeless but cool biker scouts in the history of the thing.
Yeah.
Those dudes were some assholes.
They were.
The dude kept punching a baby, man.
Now I can see maybe he hit after he bit you. But at the same time, you guys was just smacking the baby.
The
and
conversation
shit.
Was so funny, though. He was like, I'm not looking at it. You look at it. He just walked in and blasted everybody.
Right, yeah, exactly.
His own guys, just to make a point. That's what they do. That's what these guys do. They come in, they make a point.
Right.
I'm like, this is a trip.
And then, then he was like, well, you should check on it. You don't want to give it to him, and you got a dead.
That dude wanted to see that thing so bad.
Yeah, he wanted to see it so bad, yeah. He's like, you got to see it. He's like, no, I didn't. I just scooped it off the ground.
How about the black troopers, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, we get
about
them.
Time, yeah, about time we seen some, like you said, some super troopers.
Dude, they lit that restaurant up.
Moff Gideon. Yeah.
Dean Big Brother Almighty.
Yeah. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, his name is so difficult.
It is.
Awesome actor.
Man, he's
practically been in everything cool in the world.
He has
ever since school days.
Hats off to you, my man.
Yeah,
hats off.
I mean, he's a fine actor, and I'm so glad he lived.
Yeah,
you know, this guy is worthy of being a bad guy. I love the cape. I'm really disappointed they killed the old guy though, the old Moff.
Yeah, they did.
I like him.
Yeah. Bismarck metal is beautiful and you fashion it. Yeah, his voice, man. Like
I love it, dude. I love it, Dwayne.
His voice, just his demeanor, man. You know, he's like, let's see the child. Yeah, you know, Carl Weathers got, and then we get to see.
Thank God Carl Weathers is back on the right side.
Right.
Because, and we get a chance to look at to see Mando's face, although we know what he looked like.
Right, we did, yeah.
He's like, I can't take this off. Right. And he sprayed the back on him. See, that droid is handy. Don't get rid of that droid, man.
He was.
Oh, he was so handy.
He was.
Hey, so you noticed the R2 unit, the pink R2 unit?
I did not, no.
The ferryman.
I did.
A lot of fans already know the story, but obviously you don't, so I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
That droid was invented by a person whose daughter had cancer.
Okay.
So that was her droid.
Yeah.
And it actually got into the Clone War, into Star Wars Rebels in one episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then they actually put it in this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was creepy as hell when it got Rudum legs and stuff. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it did. Show did. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent show.
Yeah.
Excellent ending.
I have to watch 7 and 8 again.
Yeah,
you do. And if you haven't seen those two are like a movie by itself.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best action since the first two episodes, in my opinion.
Man.
Just excellent.
Yeah, and he finally uses his jetpack.
I like when they were like putting that tripod gun together and they're like, oh my God.
Oh, the E-Web, yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, I loved how Moff Gideon was naming everybody. He gave, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's his name? Din Djarin? Something like that? Yeah.
Hey, funny enough, what if his parents are still alive?
Yeah, it could be.
We never saw them get murdered.
No, we just heard the blast.
Right.
They could have, like you said, they could have got away. Or one of them could have got away.
They could be old people somewhere thinking he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And because
was slick as hell when the Mandalorians popped down in the middle of that battle.
Yep.
See, it gave you so much. The flashbacks. Excellent show, Disney. You, John Favreau, you manly man there. You're doing your thing there, Chief.
Right.
So good. Yes. So damn good.
And don't rush the next season. However long, you know. Well, don't take too long, but you know, yeah, this.
You can give me the same pace you had this time. It's great.
Yeah.
Because you had a couple of slow shows, and I'm like, good, because you need a couple of slow shows.
Right.
And in those slow shows, they did a good job at establishing a larger Star Wars universe, which they never gave us, unless you were watching Clone Wars or Star Wars Rebels.
Right.
You know, because they gave you a lot of the Star Wars world.
Yeah,
but
they
the
did,
problem
yeah.
is that everything kind of looks the same on those shows because they have a certain look. Mm-hmm. So it's not really impressive when you see a new world. You're just like, okay, it's just a new world.
Right.
But on this, because it's live action, the new worlds look like new worlds.
They do.
It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this ain't our main topic. This is what you're watching, so we're going to cut it off.
Right,
and we're going to move on.
Before we gush anymore.
Right, so check out Star Wars Mandalorian 7 and 8, man. Awesome. Okay, so that's it, man. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to come back with what the hell does Dwayne even know about Dwayne The Rock Johnson? We'll be right back. So we are back on the scene, and we haven't done this in a while, man. It's a good two-man game. You know, one person is under the hot seat the whole time, and we got a few games like that, but I like this one. I think we invented it. Was like, what the hell is Tiff about to even know about whatever?
Right.
And so I think everybody got their chance on this to be in the hot seat except for you.
Yep, this is my first time.
Yeah, so... You know, Dwayne. We wanted to talk about Dwayne.
Yeah.
So, what does Dwayne even know about Dwayne The Rock Johnson's movies? So that's the name of the quiz today. The game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you never heard the show before, that's all we do. We're gonna ask Dwayne and see his movie knowledge. Normally, we try to do something that he should know. You know, that we all should know. Like, I think I hit Tiff with. Did I hit her with Star Trek and she didn't do too well or something like that?
I believe that did happen.
Yeah. You're like, what kind of fan are you? You know, and then she's like, oh, I only like TNG. You're like, oh, get out of here with that couch. So we're doing a Rock. I know you're a Rock fan. We all a Rock fan on this show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some of us bigger than others, but you know.
True.
So, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
What do you even know about The Rock's first movie film appearance?
Film appearance. Yeah. What was his first film appearance?
I got some multiple choice.
Please give me that.
Yeah, you don't get no extra points for it, but you might get some extra cool points.
So I'm going against myself?
Against yourself. You know?
Okay. Oh, man, give me that multiple choice.
You need a little help.
Yeah, so myself will try to steal.
Okay, was it Doom?
Mm.
Was it The Mummy Returns?
Nope, it was Scorpion. Was it? Was that what it? Well, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead and fill that in. We'll fill in the blank there.
The Mummy Returns.
Uh-huh.
The Rundown. Race to Witch Mountain.
You know what? It probably was one of them little stupid kiddie movies. I think it was. I'm sorry, I wasn't stupid. I wasn't racist. It was, you know what? The Rundown. I'm going to go with The Rundown. Or was it Doom? No, I'm going to go with Doom. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Doom. I should have went with The Rundown, though. I think I'm going to go with The Rundown.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going with The Rundown.
You're partially right, but you're wrong.
Ah!
The Rundown was the first movie that he was actually the top billed actor on.
Ah!
Yeah. So
what was it?
This question that I dug up says The Mummy Returns, but I could have swore he was in Doom before that.
The Mummy Returns.
Brendan Fraser. He played the Scorpion King.
Yeah,
but I swear that Doom came out before that.
Yeah, and I don't even remember in The Mummy Returns.
Yeah, I think he was the Scorpion King.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, he was. Yep. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Was that out before Doom?
Yep, I think so.
So come to think of it, I think Doom was like what was that, 2005 or something like that?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess The Mummy Returns was out before that.
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, that's when he was out there in the desert eating a scorpion, and then he came back with the terrible CGI scorpion and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Okay, Dwayne, next question.
Next question. Let's do it.
So which movie did The Rock get his cheeks beat by Vin Diesel?
By Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was one of them Fast and Furious ones. But I got to go with the number, huh? Jeez. I want to say he's been in like 3 or 4. No, he's been in the solo one. Then the one. I want to say, was that Fast and Furious 5?
Dwayne, you are correct.
Oh snap, son!
Did you get the first question? No.
No, I didn't.
Okay, but you got this one.
I got that one.
Pretty good, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yes.
Okay, so The Rock has been in a lot of movies, and normally he doesn't get an effing scratch. Not a scratch, Dwayne. Not an effing scratch. We, me and you, we just walked out on top of him. Just smiling.
Right.
Not a scratch. Not an effing scratch. I'm sorry, Dwayne. Anytime a Predator reference come up, man, I just I just got to do it, man.
Right.
All right, let's keep moving. Okay, so I don't know how many Rock movies you've seen, man. He got a lot more than you might think.
Yeah, I believe he does.
So in one movie, he got shot in the head. You know what movie that was?
Woohoo, damn.
Because he don't have no scratch, you know.
Right.
Most of the time.
No, let me see. No, I don't know what that
is. Would you like multiple choice?
I sure would. Thank you.
Okay, so we got Get Smart.
Get Smart.
The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
Central Intelligence.
Central Intelligence.
And Faster.
Faster. Damn. You know what? Tooth Fairy, that wouldn't be that. I'm going to avoid that one because that's the kid movie, I think.
be kind of much for
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, right. Be kind of much. You said Faster?
Faster.
And what was the
first? Central Intelligence.
Central Intelligence. I'm gonna go with Faster.
Oh, and you would be correct,
Smith. Ah, snap! I didn't even see that shit.
Just a good guess.
Yeah,
huh?
good guessing.
Okay.
All right. He got shot in the dome.
Shot in the dome in that movie.
Did he die?
I don't know. I never seen him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just a question I found. Yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
In what movie was The Rock taxed to get some dude called Travis?
Oh, I think that was Get Smart. No. Give me a multiple choice if you got any.
The other guys,
no.
The Rundown.
Pain and Gain.
And The Game Plan.
I think it was Pain and Gain. Was it Pain and Gain? I'm going to go with Pain and Gain.
No, that's incorrect.
Man. Ah, two. I was rushing it.
It was a Rundown.
The Rundown.
Yeah, you know, with Scott, what's his name? You know, that's when the guy was going, he went in the jungle when he was getting beat up by.
A spinster. Spinster's mom. Spinster's mom. Yeah, I think yeah. What was his name? Anyway, it don't matter.
Stifler.
That's right. Stifler's mom. Yeah, the stiff man. All right,
Dwayne. This is your last question.
Okay.
So who does The Rock play in the Fast series? What's his name, Smooth?
Damn.
What's his name, man? Say my name.
Colonel.
Say my name.
There ain't no colonel. Wow, ain't no multiple choice for this shit.
It is. I can give you.
Give me the multiple choice, man. I should know it, but I don't watch the Fast Furious movies like that.
Is it Derek Thompson?
Derek Thompson.
Is it Asher Sarge Mohan?
Asher Sarge Mohan.
Yeah. Is it Roadblock?
Roadblock. No, that's G.I. Joe.
Is it Agent Luke Hobbs?
It's Hobbs, son. Why did I? You know what? My dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? Because he had the movie Hobbs and whatever.
Okay, you want a bonus question?
Sure.
Bonus question.
Bonus. Give me that bonus.
Which famous mythological hero that is The Rock famous for?
Mythological hero?
Yes.
That he's famous for?
Yes, he played one mythological hero. Who was that?
My man.
Damn. No multiple choice.
No multiple choice?
Yes, sir.
Mythological hero.
Yes. Well, who's the hero?
Who was the damn hero?
Oh, it could have been a villain. It was a mythological character.
Yeah, I gotta say the Scorpion King. Wasn't the Scorpion King?
That's actually kind of true, but not really. It's actually Hercules.
Hercules, you're right. Yeah. I just seen Hercules.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just seen it was on TNT or some shit.
And well, there you go, Smooth. You did all right, Smooth.
I did all right. Pat myself on the back.
You got one. For one lucky guess, and yeah. you got two that you knew, or the three that you really, really knew.
Right, right.
And you kind of did the process of elimination, and you missed one. So right. You did all right.
Yeah.
So you know a little bit about The Rock.
Know a little bit about Dwayne Rock Johnson.
That's right.
I know a lot about SMOOVE spelled Smooth. Not Dwayne. All right.
All right, man. So excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with another Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie. Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
With, what's the name of this movie?
Jumanji, The Next Level.
There we go. We'll be right back. Jumanji time. It's that time. We promised this a while ago, Smooth. But then we took a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the scheduled vacation, but it was time for vacation, so we took the vacation.
Hell yeah.
You know. So we did that. And then Star Wars came out. And I was like, well, the week of Star Wars, I'm not coming out with Jumanji.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But the movie's been doing pretty good, Smooth. You know, it's been making a lot of money. It's, you know, I went to the theater. I tried to go earlier, and the theater was packed. And I was like, it's only front row seating. I'm not going out. So I had to go see it later in the day. I was pretty surprised. So, man, Jumanji, the Next Level, 2019, PG-13, 2 hours and 3 minutes that you really don't feel.
Right.
Action, adventure, comedy, fantasy. It's a sequel from the hit, you know, Jumanji from a few years ago. Same cast. I was very pleased to see every last single cast member from the last movie returning, as well as some new cast members.
Right.
It's, sometimes when you got an ensemble cast, you really can't, when it's a, when the whole thing is about being an ensemble and you replace somebody, it feels weird. So that did not happen.
Yeah.
So we got Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We got Jack Black, Kevin Hart. We got Karen Gillian. Who do we have here? We have Madison Esserman.
Yeah, Sir.
Well, I'm looking at her name and it's it looked like it says Awkwafina.
Awkwafina. That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ. Is that her name? Can't be.
Awkwafina, baby.
I'm going to try to skip because it's kind of a lot of stuff. Ashley Scott. Morgan Turner. Hey, we had Danny DeVito
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, man. We also had Roy McCain, who plays the Hound in Game of Thrones, if you didn't recognize him. A lot of people. Alex Wolff. Yeah, their mama named him Sir. But Nick Jonas was in this movie, man.
Nick Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah, returning. And John Ross Bowie. He was in this movie. Hold up. Yeah, I forgot Colin Hanks was in this thing. You know, he looked just like his damn daddy. You know, I was like, oh, damn, that's
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, I said, damn, he looked just like Tom Hanks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know his son been acting for a little bit of time.
Oh, okay.
So let's get into it, man. Before we get really, really rolling, let's, well, I guess we can say that in this movie, right? Before we get rolling, let's hit my favorite section. One word, Dwayne.
Moments. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to explain that in just a second.
Yeah.
One word for me. Fun, man.
Fun?
Yeah, fun. Okay. Had a lot of fun.
Okay.
I laughed a lot. I laughed out loud a lot, man. There's a lot of quirky moments in this film. And the actress is, in my opinion, such a good job at being the believable, different characters when they were presented to be changed and stuff like that. It just cracked me up, especially Jack Black. And even The Rock was really impressive. The Rock was so impressive to me in this movie, playing the different characters that were kind of supposed to be insignificant that you stopped seeing him after a while. Like when he was Danny DeVito, it was a lot of moments, Smooth, that I was just like, oh, he on my nerves. I ain't paying attention to him. And then you're like, oh, he's supposed to get on your nerves. He's playing the annoying granddaddy.
Oh, right.
So, moments.
Well, that's when you just hit one of them. Like you said, some of it was annoying. Some of it was funny. I did enjoy Jack Black a little more, especially when he was saying, no offense, but we'll get killed trying to listen to you explain something. By the time you explain it, we'll be dead. And then he was like, then he started saying something. He's like, see, that's what I'm talking about.
That was great.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, like I said, yeah, it had some moments where I did enjoy them doing the characters. But then it was some moments was like, please get this over with. So, that's what I mean.
Really? Christ almighty. Yeah. I freaking enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than the last movie because the story of Jumanji was better laid out to me. The adventure, I thought, was better than the last one.
Yeah.
And I liked that it had a lot of heart, you know, with the two old characters. I really, like, had some feels for these characters toward the end there, man, because they were just feuding and stuff, and you knew they were best friends, and, you know, I was like, wow, this is really, really good. I'm digging this. So I enjoyed the hell out of it, and the box office is actually saying a lot of people agree.
Oh, okay.
So let's get into it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're coming back from college. Everybody's doing fine. The group should be in great shape because they went through hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for Spencer, man.
Yeah, Spencer, yeah.
God damn it, Spencer. You had the best character. You did the best thing. You should have grew up more than everybody.
He peaked early.
dude, I guess he did, right?
Right.
Right, because he was just such a loser, you know? He peaked it. They should have been playing that music from Wanted, you know, the loser music. Like, just Jesus, dude. Get it together. He was, when he was walking in the rain and he was like working in a drugstore.
Yeah, his suitcase broke on him. Yeah.
I was thinking about Wanted, you know? I was like, wow, he's just like Wesley, you know? Like, damn, all you need is Chris Pratt walking up behind him talking about pussy.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
So yeah, man, he had loser written all over him, and his life was just terrible, you know. I wonder why they went that route with him, but oh well, you know. I don't know. Toward the end, when they explained it, I thought it was kind of oversimplified, you know. I was like, so just because she was having a great time, you was this depressed?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm not having a good time. And you're having a great time, and just a matter of time, you'll meet somebody.
Yeah, enough for you to go back in that goddamn game? Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I mean, well, shit. Yeah, I was a muscle-bound dude. I was Dr. Bravestone.
For 5 minutes,
it don't matter, though, man. I was Dr. Bravestone. I could punch people through shit.
Well, it didn't work out for him.
Nah, it didn't.
So, you know, we get introduced to the grandfathers, and Danny DeVito was just hilarious the whole time. I love what he kept saying, you know, don't ever get old, kid.
Right. Well, I like that he had the hip. He's just getting his hip done, yeah. So, yeah, he was leaning on it. He was furniture walking.
Yeah.
Like a little baby.
So, Fridge was doing his thing. I really like Fridge in this movie.
Yeah.
And, God damn it, man. The actors who were playing Fridge did such a good job. You saw Fridge every time they spoke.
Right.
It wasn't like... It was weird because you have Jack Black and you have The Rock and you have Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But it almost seemed like they weren't in these movies because they weren't, for the first time, like you got The Rock and Kevin Hart really not playing The Rock and Kevin Hart just in movies.
Right.
Yeah. I saw Danny DeVito when he was, you know, what, Hill Spencer? You know, you're like, wow, this dude is really, and he, when he was doing Danny Glover, it just talking so slow and. I saw Danny Glover. I saw Danny Glover, man. And then I was like, man, they're really not stars in this movie. They're not. They're like, you know what I thought? I literally had a moment that I was like, I feel like they're only like character actors in this movie. And I was like, dude, no, they're playing the main roles, and I just keep forgetting because they did such a good job. I mean, excellent job to the cast is what I would say.
Okay.
Karen Gillian looked great, but for the first time, I saw Nova.
Oh yeah.
A few times I was like, oh, there's this Nova. Yeah, the bald head looking crazy. So anyway, man, boys come over, they've been feuding the granddaddies and stuff, and the crew gets together just like they do from college. That kind of gave me a little feels. Oh, not because it's supposed to give you feels, but it just reminded me of how it was when you used to come back from college and everybody would like
for the vacation, for the breaks and stuff. Christmas break.
They did a good job making it a Christmas movie because now people watch this movie every year.
Yep. So did.
So smart.
Good marketing right there. Yep. Good marketing.
It turned it into a Christmas movie, you know.
So did. Yep.
I was like, wow, smart.
Yeah, holiday movie, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they get together, they go look for Spencer because they're the tightest group in the world. These people should never, ever not be friends. You know?
They're texting each other, and he's late on the texts and stuff. So they're like, yeah, where's this guy?
They go check him out, they go to the house, they get sucked in the game, and it's different this time. Nobody gets to choose.
Right.
And when we knew they were going to be different characters from the previews, it would have been nice to know they weren't going to be the same character. Like, imagine a surprise once you would have got there and been like unprepared, they wouldn't be the same characters. That would have been so cool. But
I don't think they could have worked it out
that way.
It's too hard. Yeah, to keep that a secret.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But they kept Han Solo a secret though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Big time. Yeah, so, anyway, so it works, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black was killing it as Fridge.
Yeah, he was.
He was killing it without it being racist, without it going too far.
Right.
He was killing, dude. I saw that black kid every time he opened his mouth. Oh my goodness, so funny.
Yeah.
And but all of them, like I said, I stated all that. I'm not gonna say it again.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go find Spencer, and everybody's getting used to their powers. And we saw the ostrich chase.
Yeah. In the trailer. Yeah.
But it was so much better. What'd you think?
No, that was intense. It was
intense move.
Them ostriches was not playing. They were.
No,
they
who's scared of an ostrich?
They wanted to wreck shit. I am now. Shit.
You're never looking at the same.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the same. They was them things was mean.
Especially like after the chase and they was just all on the hill just looking.
Right, like you got away. Like we're gonna get you.
And I thought they were gonna show up again later in the movie because they all looked like they had another way around. Like we'll be back. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that was cool, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm digging this movie, man. I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go see Bethany. Bethany didn't get in there. Right. One of my favorite characters in the first movie. And because of Jack Black, because he was such a perfect Bethany in the first movie, you saw that blonde haired girl.
Right.
And she goes and get the
original pilot that was stranded. Right. Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah. Right. Wasn't his son, Tom Hanks' son. Yeah.
Right. And so they're trying to get in. So I'm like, right, this is cool. We got multiple stories going around, but we have the main story. We know that what you got to do with Jumanji, but they're looking for Spencer. Spencer's nowhere to be seen. Right. So I knew Spencer was going to be some different character because they showed a lot of it in the trailer with the old dudes trying on new bodies, but it was still great to see, you know.
Yeah, Spencer became Ming Fleetfoot, right? Fleetfoot.
Fleetfoot. I said, what? It reminds you of them old games, man.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, with special skills was cat burglar, right? Cat burglar. But had the weakness was pollen.
Right.
Yeah, just like him. Yeah. He had the inhaler and all that, yeah.
So it's like the characters inherited something of the real characters in this game because they all, their weakness and stuff like that.
Right.
So funny when he saw the cake and he told him, get that cake the hell out of my face.
He smacked the cake. Well, that was a little dry for me.
I thought it was hilarious because they didn't say anything about the cake this time. But then when the cake came, this is how over the top he was, you know.
Well, he exploded last time, right?
Yeah, as soon as he tasted it. So, you know, they find the bad guys, ended up being the hounds. And I like the bad guy in this game better than the last movie.
Yeah, he fit.
Yeah, I think the whole horde was more menacing, you know.
Jurgen the Brutal.
Yeah. So they go up to the castle and stuff, and you know it's cool.
Yeah,
you know that's when Fleetfoot got caught and stuff.
Right.
You know, and the whole scene in the village, you know, after the escape, before all that, you know, where the grandpa saw the lady in red. And
yeah,
it was so video gamey. You know?
It was. Sure was. Yeah.
And he's out there just messing stuff up, beating up everybody just because he can. You know.
Right. Like, you two, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. He just liked being the big guy and stuff like that. So, and it was a great comparison to real life being so short and, you know, and this guy's gargantuan and stuff.
Right.
So, I like it. I like the journey. I like everything, how they handled everything in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The mandrels, they were pretty scary. I mean, they weren't, like, terrifying scary, but I was like, it was intense for me, you know, with the jump with the bridges and stuff.
I'm sorry. There weren't baboons. Mandrels.
They were like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they're throwing in the narrative from Kevin Hart. He's like talking about, he's giving you the background on them and stuff as it's going.
Yeah, right. And he's doing it nice and slow, yeah, because he's a zoologist. Well, zoo therapist, whatever the, yeah.
He's a zoologist.
Zoologist, right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, they may be mistaken for baboons.
And it was probably pretty, it was probably pretty good that they switched those bodies because those two was gonna get them killed because they couldn't. He never went into the bag. They just wanted to talk,
right?
And you know the Spencer character, he was so busy. The Rock character was so busy just trying to beat everything up. They just he killed like all of them like twice. Yeah, I think he said something like "Stop killing everybody."
Yeah, right. Exactly. What? How did he? Yeah, he punched his boy into. Yeah, he punched him into the
rock fell on him.
And the rock fell on him. And then the one thing, like you said, that he was stalling so long that
he killed everybody at the one point.
Right, at the one point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they needed to get out of there. You know, I don't know if I would. You know, Bethany showed up and she was a horse.
With the silky black hair.
Yeah. You know, and
the stallion.
You know, what the Nick Jonas character killed himself twice.
Yeah.
Which was video gamey.
Right.
Go back in, you know. Mm-hmm. So they all were down to one life. So that was cool. The stakes were higher.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you actually die or do you just get kicked out the game?
No, I think you actually die.
That's what they say, but do you?
I believe you probably can get back. You probably get an extra man somewhere. You're the extra man somewhere.
Somewhere
in the game. You are the extra man.
You know, they have the pursuit. I like the infiltration. They walked in, you know, and everybody's like, are you the brothers?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I was like, man, come on. These dudes look too clean to be with y'all crew. But, hey, it's a movie.
The conversation about the balls in the elevator was pretty freaking funny, man.
So you're a eunuch. You sacrificed your balls. He's like, no, I didn't. Yes, you did, man. Shut up. You know what I mean? I feel him, though. I'm like, man, nah, man, I don't want to have that rep.
Because the Fridge character has such an ego. He don't want to be a chump
at all. He was Fridge at that time, wasn't he? Yeah, they switched off. Everybody switched back. Right, yeah.
He was Fridge. He was happy to be the little guy. We hated the little guy in the first movie.
Right, yeah. But compared to Jack Black, yeah, he's like, I'm fat and out of shape. I don't want to be fat and out of shape.
It's funny when he's trying to do those squat thrusts.
Yeah, what was it? Burples? What do you call it? The burpees, yeah. He only did one.
he had no endurance and he was in the desert.
Right.
So, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all this stuff happens. The horse has wings.
Oh, it's a Pegasus.
I really enjoyed this last little action sequence and stuff because I'm thinking about it like a video game. And I'm like, this is so video game with, you know, the big Zeppelin and the horse.
The big boss, yeah. It's like the big boss, yeah. Then,
flying to the top, dude fell to the bottom.
Right.
If he found a weakness to him with the, I thought he had to eat that food.
Yeah, I did too. He just had to bust it on him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the berry, just, big ass berry. It was 100 pounds too.
But you still had to defeat him, even though with him hitting him with it. So, you know, I dug it.
Yeah.
So they called Jumanji. The old man is dying.
Mm.
Very sad for me.
Yeah. And he ended up
staying. I don't think I want to stay as a horse. I don't give a damn if I can fly a lot. That shit would get old quick.
Well, you don't think so?
No,
You can fly. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got a horse dong now.
I thought,
you know what I'm saying?
Get out of here. Yeah, what are you going to do with that? I thought that Danny DeVito was going to stay with him.
I did too.
Yes, Fleetfoot.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought he would too.
Really, like,
kind of rooting for that to happen.
I was. But I guess that would have been predictable.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
So he stayed and he came out. They go see Nora. He liked Nora.
Yeah, yeah. Nora's like, okay, I can, you know, I might be able to.
And he has a job, so he has purpose.
Yes.
He wants to work.
Yes.
So he's going to be a new manager. That was cool.
Mm.
Took me by surprise, the ending, because I didn't think they were going to do this, you know.
Man, they showed the stampede of animals through the regular streets.
Yeah, because the heater guy was messing with it, which was kind of stupid. It's like, dude, the heater is over there. You're talking about, is that a video game console? It looked like a bunch of parts.
Yeah, right, yeah. It looked like a bunch of boards, switchboards and shit.
Yeah, I'd have been like, sir, get paid by the hour. Get your ass over here and get this heater together. Yeah,
exactly. You're touching shit.
Right. So
who was that, Jay Farrell? I think that was Jay Farrell. No, it wasn't.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think
so. Yeah, it goes back to the original movie.
Yeah.
They're in the real world.
They're in the real world now, yeah.
If they were smart,
mm-hmm.
they would have just filmed it at that moment while you got all the actors.
Okay.
Do your part three.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did that.
I don't think they did either.
Should have.
They should have, but I hope they regroup right now because, like you said, the movie is doing very, very well.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, we're making a three.
You can film it next year and have it come out the year after.
Yep.
Call it a day.
And come out during November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would still be Christmas.
It'd still be Christmas. Yeah, I'm just saying. It's the holiday. You know, I mean, it's still a holiday movie. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so now you got the zaniness of the first movie.
Yes.
With your updated characters. Yeah. And at this point, the teens who we really like now.
Yeah, yeah.
Really like.
Mm-hmm.
They could be the stars.
Yep.
You don't really even have to have the other stars in it. The ones that's in the game.
Well, they might have to come out.
They're
going
to
have to.
Like non-playable characters and they're running around doing stuff.
Right.
Like the daddy in the very first movie.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 And this time they can be their own character. They don't have to.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can get to see.
See, I'm interested already. When it happened, I was like, I'm so interested in this. Goddamn.
I was too. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, it's going to be a three. Yeah. I want to see this part. Yeah.
Pretty good. And I thought it was pretty good. You know, the original Jumanji had the Avengers cutscene. Avengers didn't invent that. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you waited to the end of the movie, and then the little boom, 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 where the game was sitting there on like a shore or something like that.
Mm.
Anyway, man, that's it, man. That's Jumanji. So, Smooth, you seem like you enjoyed it, but you had some moments that you didn't enjoy.
Yeah, I had some moments. Yeah, like I said, it got a little old with me as far as them doing the Danny DeVito characters, and you know they were switching up. You know, that's all. But I mean, I would still watch it if it came on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just had some, you know, parts.
I didn't think I was gonna like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was not like running to the movies to see it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the hell out of it. I literally had a bunch of laugh out loud moments, and I felt good.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the story with Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. I really liked that storyline.
Yeah, that was nice.
It made me feel good, man.
Yeah,
and I like walking out of movies feeling good.
That is true. Yeah.
So, anyway, man, that's going to do it. We can't do the damn thing, and we got it done. You believe that? We got it done.
Word.
So, next week, man, we're still not going to do our countdown. I think we're going to do The Witcher, dude.
The Witcher.
So, you've already watched it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I got to buckle down this week and watch it. So, you hear that, Tiffobot? You know,
yeah.
Time to watch The Witcher, man. We're going to do The Witcher next week.
I'm pretty sure she's done.
don't know. Tiff be fooling you sometimes.
Yeah.
She tell you that she watched. He be like, "Hey, did you watch so and so?" She said, "No, I watched a documentary on the squirrel running up the tree." And you know, you're right. Like, "What the hell are you talking about?" So anyway, man, we came to do the damn thing. We got it done. Believe that.
Yeah.
So that's show number 271.
I believe. Yeah.
Down. So next week we'll come back with that show 273, and that's it, man. So until next week, Smooth. Until next week, Smooth. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is Mr.
SMOOVE, spelled Smooth, not Dwayne. Happy New Year, all y'all.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Till next week, we will be
on Patrol.